President Bush has benefited from a strong wave of popularity since the September terrorist attacks and success in the war in Afghanistan, but it's not clear whether that will help him pass key elements of his domestic agenda. He suffered a setback yesterday when the Senate deadlocked on an economic stimulus bill. I spoke yesterday with two people who are following these events closely. They are Attorney Frank Donatelli, who was an assistant to President Reagan for political and intergovernmental affairs, and Leon Panetta, former White House Chief of Staff under President Clinton, now director of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy in California. Panetta says that it's often been difficult for a president to translate his wartime popularity into a successful domestic agenda.
I think if you track through history, it's a mixed record. I mean, some have been able to do it, others have not, and I think it depends a great deal on the issues that that president is trying to advance within his domestic agenda.
Mr. Donatelli.
Well, I think it is a hard thing to do. George Bush the father tried to do it and was not successful, and of course not in the American context. Winston Churchill lost re-election after winning the Great War, World War II. I think the interesting thing about George W. Bush, though, is that at least right now, his popularity seems to be based on more than just the terrorist threat that we're facing. The latest battleground poll that was just released the other day shows wide support for him on a variety of issues and not just related to the terrorist threat. And I do think that gives him the possibility of translating some of this popularity into other legislative accomplishments.
Mr. Panetta, would you say that Mr. Bush has done a good job in capitalizing on his popularity with the war?
I think the jury is still very much out on that. Clearly, the American people are so united behind the president in terms of the war on terrorism. But when you look at the domestic agenda, best example of that may be the economic stimulus bill. And if you look at other issues, whether it's the environment or unemployment or job training, the president is not having as easy a time in bringing about the unity of the Congress.
Mr. Donatelli.
I guess I would slightly disagree with what Leon said. I do think that the president does have some ability to get through some of his domestic agenda. When you do have 85% approval, it does seem to me you have the ability to affect things at the margin. So instead of having 49 votes on a particular bill, it is conceivable to think that you could have 52 or something like that, which makes the difference. I think he has a chance. I think he's going to get trade promotion authority. People tell me he has a fighting chance to get the energy security bill through. He has a chance to get some of his appropriations bills through. So success is not replicating the domestic agenda with 85% approval. Success might be getting some things passed at the margin that you would not get in lieu of this crisis.
Mr. Panetta, the president's been doing quite a bit of traveling since the State of the Union address, trying to sell his message. Is the idea that the American public will then tell their members of Congress to get behind the president?
I think that the question will be whether or not he can effectively use the bully pulpit to advance his agenda. I mean, the budget is probably a pretty good example. Clearly, he's asked for a significant amount for defense and for Homeland Security, and I think the Congress will clearly support that. But when it comes to other elements of the agenda, particularly the cuts that he's recommending, whether it's in job training or education or agriculture or other areas, the likelihood is that Congress is going to reject that, both Republicans and Democrats.
Well, I think that's right. I agree it's not as simple as saying, well, here's my appropriations bills, here's my budget, adopt it. I just simply suggest that it's a lot better for any president to have 80% popularity working for you than it was before this came up, before 9/11, when he was operating with a bare majority.
The end result, though, is going to depend on the success of his actions. I mean, if anything was proven by his father, and his father's popularity coming out of the Persian Gulf, was that if he isn't dealing with the economy, if he isn't dealing with pocketbook issues that still drive what voters ultimately do, and if he's not successful in delivering in that area, then regardless of whether he's at 80 or 90 or 100% popularity, that can fall pretty fast.
I think the big difference with his father was that his father never really exhibited an interest in domestic affairs. And so when the time came to get to that area, he had no credibility. This president has exhibited certainly an interest in economic matters. Whether you agree with his policies or not, he's put forward some positions. So I think he has just more credibility to deal with these issues.
The Democrats have to be cautious because of the president's big popularity in the polls. But what happened on the stimulus package would indicate they're not totally lifeless.
Oh, no, definitely not. There's wide dispute over what needs to be done for the economy, and we will see that as a defining issue in the 2002 elections. And if the economy starts to recover in the first and second quarter, that will be good for the Republicans. And if it continues to be flat, it will be good for the Democrats, and the Democrats will take advantage of it. But, you know, I don't think this is bad. It's false to think that just because we're at times of national crisis that all political debate stops. That doesn't mean that Republicans and Democrats all of a sudden share the same prescriptions for the economy. We have different views on things, and that's what makes this a democracy. We should talk about these differences and let the public decide.
Still life in the opposition, Mr. Panetta?
That's correct, only because I think both parties know that in the end this is still about political power. And so both parties, while they obviously, I think, sincerely are wanting to work together with regards to the war on terrorism, make no mistake about it that behind the scenes, both Republicans and Democrats are trying to do everything possible to ensure that they win control in the next election. And that becomes the driving force as they try to deal with these issues, particularly on the domestic area.
So can there be a productive legislative year when it's an election year, Mr. Donatelli?
Well, I think the parameters of successful legislative year are more circumscribed. For example, I believe entitlement reform is probably off the agenda for this year because of the election, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean that there can't be things accomplished. The president has laid out some things. He wants trade promotion authority to negotiate new trade agreements, the energy bill that we talked about. The Democrats want to move forward on education. So I think these are I understand there was a breakthrough as far as faith-based organization compromise is concerned. So there can be these kinds of victories, but a legislative year is a smaller year and it's a more political year, and I would not expect to see major legislative accomplishments, certainly in the area of entitlements.
Frank Donatelli is an attorney in Washington, D.C. Leon Panetta is director of the Panetta Institute for Public Policy in California.